Ko taku hoa e nai nei, ko Anand Zaki, who is in our Christchurch newsroom to bring us our business update. Anand, the Commerce Commission is looking into anti-competitive behaviour. Now, who are the big players involved here?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yes, the competition watchdog says they've been carrying out an investigation looking into anti-competitive behaviour in the electronic retail sector. Now, they're not saying much and aren't naming those involved, but we've been told that they are Harvey Norman and the large multinational LG Electronics. LG says it's fully cooperated with the commission and they believe the investigation has finished. The company says as far as it's concerned, it hasn't taken part in improper market practices. The investigation is around something called resale price maintenance. Now, what is that, you might ask? Well, according to the Commerce Commission, it's when a supplier enforces or tries to enforce a minimum retail price, which is, of course, anti-competitive and illegal. The penalties are pretty stiff. Individuals can face fines of up to $500,000, and companies can be hit with a $10 million fine or any gains they made from such action. We've also asked Harvey Norman for comment, and they are yet to respond. Now, the Commerce Commission have cracked down on resale price maintenance in the past. So in 2006, which is a while ago now, computer parts wholesaler Morningstar was ordered to pay $50,000 plus court costs after it admitted it contacted a number of resellers to persuade them from advertising their products below the prices specified. And in that instance, employees at the company threatened to impose penalties on the retailers who didn't comply with the suggested pricing and offered benefits to those who did. So this current investigation involving LG and Harvey Norman, as we understand it, it'll definitely be interesting to keep an eye on.
And Anand, financial hardship from the lockdown is pushing people to dip into their KiwiSaver, is it?
Yeah, it's been tough going for a lot of people recently. The Disputes Resolution Group Financial Services Complaints says it's seen a 5 to 10% increase in the number of complaints from those who've tried and failed to access money on hardship grounds from their KiwiSaver. It says there's also been a 25 to 40% jump in the number of payouts approved by those KiwiSaver fund managers, which is a real concern because, of course, KiwiSaver is there for people to save for retirement at the end of the day. So Susan Taylor, who's the chief executive of Financial Services Complaints, says it's really disheartening because obviously withdrawing money for hardship now will affect their longer term future and the amount of money they'll have when they do eventually retire. They also say complaints it's received from people are from people who want to access their KiwiSaver to cover personal debts or car loans. And this sort of mirrors what the Financial Markets Authority recently said in its KiwiSaver annual report, which came out last month. And in the year to March, significant hardship withdrawals increased 42% to nearly $160 million. And there were 21,000 hardship withdrawals worth an average of around $7,500, and both those figures are up from the previous year. But they say that overall it's still a low proportion of all withdrawals, with retirement withdrawals and first-time withdrawals taking up the biggest chunk.
And Anand, should we take a quick trot around the markets?
Yes, the NZX Top 50 Index is up 0.5%, 67 points to 13,066. The Kiwi dollar continues to strengthen on the back of yesterday's inflation data, trading at 71.3 US cents, 95.6 Australian and 51.8 British pence.
Thanks, Anand. Ka kite. Anand Zaki there with business.